Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Our grasslands are a vital source for livestock forage, but also provides a critical habitat for a wide variety of wildlife, as well as water infiltration and carbon cycling. On today's Almanac, Extension Range Management Specialist Mitch Stevenson talks about the challenges of controlling invasive cheatgrass that can cause some serious problems on our ranges.
We did some work, had a student recently that pulled up all the Panhandle counties. Really what we were trying to do is look at where is cheatgrass and annual invasive grasses and forbs the most prevalent. And so in that study, she found that the highest coverage was in Banner County, Scottsbluff County, and in Dawes County. Now there was annual forb and grass cover across all the counties in the Panhandle, but those tended to be the most. Sheridan and Garden tended to be the lowest in terms of the amount of annual forbs and grasses. And so kind of have these three counties, and we've done most of our work in this Scottsbluff Banner County area because it's closer here to our research and extension center. When I started here, we started doing work with Imazapic, which is Trade Dame Plateau, and we found that it gave us pretty good control. We got about 1 year of control out of it, and then typically that cheatgrass was back into those areas. And we also found that some of our grasses that we have out here can be a little sensitive to Imazapic. And we kind of looked at that a little bit, but for the most part, it did a nice job. And for the most part, most of our native grasses were fairly tolerant of it. And so here recently, I'd say really in the last 4 or 5 years, another product, Indazaflam, has come about. Its trade name is Rejuvra. This Rejuvra seems to have a greater length of control. We've had some studies where we've got 3 years of pretty good control out of it. We're still tracking some of these 3 or 4 years of really good control. And oftentimes we get the best control when we combine the Imazapic and the Indazaflam together. And that kind of works in that it takes care of those that may have already germinated when you put it out in the fall. And then the Rejuvra will be able to maintain that control over several years. So we've done a little bit of work where we've just put out the Rejuvra alone and then looked at them in combination with each other. And so, you know, part of it is that really that germination is where we find that it causes the most problems. And so the plateau does the work that it takes care of those plants that have germinated. So if they've germinated in the fall already before you put the herbicide out, the plateau is able to remove those plants out of the system. And then the Rejuvra can kick in. If you don't have the plateau, anything that's already germinated, the Rejuvra wouldn't control that. And so it would be a whole nother year before that Rejuvra would kick in, or that Indazaflam would kick in. And so where we have sprayed in the fall with only Rejuvra, we typically didn't see any control that first year, but we did see control the second year of the study. But we did find that the control usually wasn't quite as good. We didn't have as complete a control as we did if we took out that first year with the plateau and then had that the Rejuvra to kind of follow that up. Well, I think it's partly because they have multiple germination events. And so it's hard to capture when that's going to happen. That germination could start if we get a little bit of precipitation and the nights start cooling off here in August. You know, that germination could already be happening within those plants. And so we get that fall germination. It also can germinate in the spring if conditions are right. Like this last year, I think, you know, it was such a dry fall and winter that I think we saw a lot more germination in the spring than what we did in the fall. And so it partially behind that is yeah, I just think that because cheatgrass is so flexible in how it can germinate and when it can germinate, that having this combination really helps to account for that.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.